You are now listening to the Back Look Cinema Podcast with Zach and Zoe. Thank you for joining us as we talk about the movies of yesteryear. You can reach us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter by searching for Back Look Cinema. Check our show notes for more info, and now, let's get it in. Welcome, 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 fam, to a very special episode of the Back Look Cinema Podcast with Zach and Zoe. In this particular episode, I am pretty much by myself. I was scheduled to do an episode together with my son, but it didn't work out. There were scheduling conflicts. Things got in the way. I didn't schedule it properly. So I'm out here all by my lonesome. But this is a special episode because I got a very special announcement. First, I want to talk about what I've been up to this week, and that will lead to the announcement. So, a couple of weeks ago, I had invested in a website service, one of those services that helps you build your own website without any technical knowledge, which I possess none of. I don't know how to code. I don't have the expertise to do it professionally. So I went to one of these sites to help me build it. So that was an interesting experience. And these sites promises to be easy. They promise that without any technical skills and with ease, you can build a website using their services and their special tools for in just a couple of hours. So I was like, yeah, bet. Let's try this. So I put the money down and then I didn't really have time to do it last week, but I started building it this week. And what I noticed is that if you want the site to be exactly as you want it, it's probably going to take more than a couple of hours. But I went in thinking it was going to take a couple of hours, but I noticed that they had templates, and these templates are fairly easy to use. They're a lot like the like a Microsoft Word document where you would open up like a resume or a business letter, and you just click in on the paragraphs of words, and you just personalize it to your needs, and then you're done. And that only takes a few minutes if you're just clicking on the boxes and filling in the words. And these websites are set up that way. So if that's all you wanted to do, you can pick one of the many templates they have available in these websites, and then you can go ahead and click in the boxes and fill in the words and pictures that you want. You can change the pictures, you can change the boxes, you can change the hyperlinks to what your needs are, and then you'd be done. And something like that would only take a couple of hours. But me being an artist, it's frustrating to just follow the template. I like using templates as a starting point, and then I want to expand from there. And so I was initially frustrated because I was stuck on, they have like two levels of editing. They have a kind of simple editing tool, and then they have a more advanced editing tool. And so I just wanted to see if I can make the changes that I needed using the simple editing tool, but that wasn't enough. So I went to the advanced editor, and using the advanced editor, I realized it was going to take a lot more than just a couple of hours. So it basically took all the free time that I had this week to put the website together the way I wanted it. So like in the beginning, it was more like I was just moving boxes around, and then with the advanced editor, I was adding stuff that just to make it just the way I wanted. And so going through this process, I was able to lead to the next announcement, which is I have put out into the world the official website of Back Look Cinema with Zach and Zoe. You can go right now to www.backlookcinema.com. That's www.backlookcinema.com. And you can view the website. It's your one-stop shop for everything that you need from that we're trying to put out into the world. So like on the very first page, you'll have the latest episode of the podcast. On the very next page, you'll have all the available podcasts that we have recorded. And this is only the third episode, so plenty of room for growth. And then there's an About Us page where we took both of us, we talk a little bit about ourselves and how this show came about. And then there's the merchandise, of course. There's a merchandise block actually on the first page. And yeah, it took a while to get exactly the way I wanted, but I'm pretty happy with it. Put it out there in the world, and now you can go to www.backlook.com, and if you're looking for a podcast to listen to, that is a great place to start. Otherwise, the next thing I want to put out there is that you can listen to Backlook Cinema with Zach and Zoe pretty much everywhere podcasts are available. I have to admit that the one holdout right now is iHeartRadio. You can't listen to it on there yet because I believe they require the podcaster to have 5 episodes up and running before they consider your podcast. So I'm guessing like sometime before Christmas, we will be available on iHeartRadio. But as of this time, we're basically available everywhere else. We're available on Apple Podcasts, we're available on Google Podcasts, we're available on Pocket Casts, we're available on Spotify. We're out there, we're everywhere, we're in the world. And that's a great thing. Shout out to, I mean, if you're out there in India, if you're out there in Canada, France, Germany, we're out there. You can hear us around the world, and that's a pleasing thing. So, the next thing I want to get into, this is actually going to be a short episode. But the next thing is that I want to talk about is that the coming attraction. So the thing is, obviously, the gist of this podcast is that I'm going to look at shows with my son, movies that I loved when I was growing up, and basically get his Generation Z reaction. So if you've heard our first 2 episodes, you pretty much know what that's like. But based on the criteria, there are a bunch of great movies that are out there that came out when I was young that we won't be talking about because I just didn't see them, just never got around to seeing them at the time that they came out. So movies like Legends of the Fall, or won't be talking about that. Delta Force with Chuck Norris, won't be talking about that. As a matter of fact, I never saw any great Chuck Norris movies when he was really high in his movie acting days. When he was on television, I watched a lot of Walker, Texas Rangers, but I didn't really see a lot of Chuck Norris movies. I remember my cousins and other family members, talking about the great Chuck Norris movies, but I ain't never got to see none. When I finally did get to see a Chuck Norris movie, it was a really bad movie. Nobody talks about it. I think it's called The Hero and the Terror. That was a terrible movie, and that's a terrible beginning to watching a Chuck Norris movie. So we won't be talking about Delta Force 2. Won't talk about Showdown in Little Tokyo. That was a movie with Brandon Lee and Dolph Lundgren, and by all accounts, it's a great movie. But I never got around to seeing it, and it's a shame because that was, I think, the one of two movies that Brandon Lee did before his tragic death. And then there's Lock Up. I think that's a Sylvester Stallone vehicle. I never saw that. Heat. I've heard a lot about Heat. I heard that's like one of the greatest movie ever made. It's action-packed and star-studded, and I totally missed out on that one. So we won't be watching or talking about that. But I will tell you right now about the upcoming movies, the movies that are coming out that that I plan on sharing with my son. This is in no particular order. I'm not going to watch these movies in this order, but these are movies that you can watch out for. Now, I was just spitballing when I made this quick list of movies that I wanted to share with Zachary. But the reason that I am going ahead and share this with you folks, provided that he hasn't seen any of these movies, this is what I'm planning on watching with him. So that'd be Young Guns. That's with That's with the new Brat Pack of young male movie stars like Emilio Estevez and I think Charlie Sheen wasn't in that, was he? I don't remember. But Lou Diamond Phillips and a bunch of other young movie stars. Lionheart, another Jean-Claude Van Damme. I just realized I watched a lot of Jean-Claude Van Damme movies when I was growing up. Commando with Arnold Schwarzenegger, that is definitely a must. That's like the movie's like king of the one-liners. Alien, because we can't leave out Ellen Ripley. The interesting thing about Aliens is that it's, basically a horror movie in space, and throughout the series it kind of morphed into more of an action movie. But in the beginning, we see that the origin of the hero played by Sigourney Weaver and Ripley, and she goes from being the final girl in Alien to being like the total badass in Aliens 2, or I should say Aliens. They didn't call it 2, they just called it Aliens. Terminator is also a must. I don't think he's seen that yet. Bloodshot, Rapid Fire, that is the one Brandon Lee film that I did see, besides The Crow. The Crow should be on this list too. Rapid Fire, and The Crow, that those were great movies. Glory was a great movie. We definitely got to watch that one. An Officer and a Gentleman, that was actually a very formative movie in my youth. And A Soldier Story, that was an extremely powerful movie. This is the intent. These are the movies that I intend to see with them. So we're going to see how that works out. Also, I actually forgot to mention who I am. My name is Alonzo, better known as Zo. It's a mistake not to mention who you are in the podcast. That should really come at the very beginning, because at about this time people start they stop tuning out. They it's like so this voice was just talking to me. I have no idea who this guy is. He just started talking, and I don't get it. Now, the very next episode that we'll be discussing on this here podcast, the Zach and Zoe podcast, is Beverly Hills Cop with Eddie Murphy. This is Eddie Murphy as a rising star. He's at one of his most glorious moments. This is like, this kid's going somewhere. This kid's got some stuff. He's got that X factor. This kid is a star. This is the Eddie Murphy movie you need to see if you want to understand who Eddie Murphy is. And Beverly Hills Cop is one of the greatest movie I've watched in my youth, and I thoroughly enjoy it. Or enjoyed it. So I really hope that you join us next week on this here podcast to listen, or basically listen to the discussion between me and Zach as we talk about Beverly Hills Cop with Eddie Murphy. That is going to be a great show. So anyways, that's it for the announcement. This very special, very short episode of Backlit Cinema with Zach and Zoe. And that's what we have coming up. That's what we have to look forward to. I look forward to sharing these things with you. I look forward to sharing the conversation with you. I hope you have a very nice day. I'm looking forward to theaters opening up. Hopefully they'll open up. It'll be safe to go to theaters once again. But in the meantime, I'll stay watching movies in my house. I got a pretty decent TV, so and I got an okay sound system, so I'll be comfortable watching Wonder Woman 1984 on Christmas Day in the house where it's safe. You stay safe. Thank you for listening. This has been Alonzo, better known as Zoe. You have a great one. Bye-bye.